Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from November 11, 2020 to November 13, 2020. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On November 11, here were the news. World's second biggest bank to issue $3 billion in bonds tradable for Bitcoin. Trust token taps Chainlink for on-chain proof of reserves for true USD stablecoin. Number of Bitcoin ATMs up 85% this year as coronavirus drives adoption. Ethereum service providers scramble to update software after unannounced hard fork. First mover, Bitcoin pause, Ethereum snafu, 1000% returns put focus on exchange tokens. Bitcoin likely to consolidate before December rise toward $20,000, say analysts. Exchange tokens are skyrocketing as they act more like equity, that could be a problem. On November 12, here were the news. 98% of Bitcoin's unspent outputs are worth more than when made. Russian ministry moves to soften requirements for crypto tax reporting. Brent crude oil futures now tradable on DeFi exchange Synthetic. First mover, Bitcoin breaches $16,000 as committed holders dis Dalio's dis. Chainlink killer API 3 closes $3 million funding round with placeholder and Pantera. How Ant's suspended IPO is related to China's digital yuan. On November 13, here were the news. Algorand-linked Axelar raises $3.75 million in seed funding to help blockchains communicate. Belarus' largest bank reportedly launches crypto exchange service. The Bitcoin price has only been higher than now for 12 days in its history. BitPay launches mass crypto payments for businesses. $300 million in Bitcoin flow to Binance from Huobi as China gets tougher on exchanges. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.